And this occasion, if you have some question, comment, present it to me.
よろしい。Questions come into my mind. None of them seem to be good questions. My heart comes into my throat. And I do not know what to say and what to ask.
When you have no question, and when you have nothing to ask about, there you have true way. Thank you very much all of your effort all throughthis time period.
Thank you, Dr. Roshi. Dr. Roshi, you have said, just listen to the Dharma. And you have said, the instant the I appears, it vanishes.When you speak, to whom am I listening? When I speak, to whom are you listening? When thoughts seem to speak, to whom are we listening? When the stream seems to speak, to what are we listening?
To listen to Dhamma, but to speak about Dhamma, all of thoughts, practice, should be Buddha's practice, which will continue forever, without leaving any trace of them.You should not try to follow the trace of it. Just let them go and let them come.
As a person speaks to us each day,
you should react with single-mindedness. But don't leave any trace of it.
Thank you very much.
Roger Roshi.
What are you doing here?
Nothing special. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, that is impossible. I will continue to practice.
We will know that you are here moment after moment. That is already practice.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, speak to us on the search for the true path.
True path.
Don't think there is some special path. Which is true or false.
Then of each of our own paths,
do your best on every moment, finding your position and reacting properly to everything.
That's all that I can do.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, I wish to ask a question asked of all religions. In Sutra that we have been reading, and in other Buddhist works, and in your lectures, you speak about the infinite time, infinite truth, and truth true in the past for an infinite time. It is said that the sutra has been repeated again and again in the past for an infinite amount of time, or if not infinite, then uncountable numbers of years, of eons. Yet we know that man is not infinite in the sense that, at least today, we believe man evolved physically. We evolved from other animals. This happened at a period of time that is not uncountable or infinite. Is then the sutra and your teachings and other Buddhist teaching speaking about an infinite dimension of man, a finite being?
Finite being itself already the revealed, infinite being. In this sense, we should appreciate our life moment after moment. And we should appreciate things which we observe day after day. This is actually to appreciate, only way to appreciate the infinite ultimate, the first principle. Infinite should not be just the idea. We should appreciate everything without discrimination, not by small mind, but by Buddha mind. Appreciation. True appreciation is by our limitless or deep Dimitrescu, great big mind, Buddha mind. We have to accept things as it is.
What's your version?
Well, it's really nothing particular that I can say. I'd really like to thank you for also having
Dasha Rashi.
What is the true law?
True law?
Yes.
True law. When you ask what is true law, I'm afraid you will lose the true law when you are doing something just for sake of doing. There, that's true law. It is like water flowing constantly. That is true law.
Thank you very much.
Roshi, if the law is like the water flowing, it seems sometimes there's a lot of dams in the mind, in the brain, and they don't let the water well up from the hara like a spring. And it seems that the process of opening this well is a process of dying. And all the old habits and conceptions and assumptions and personalities are being washed away. And all the old ways of living are being washed away. And there seems to be a lot of monsters and kinaras and nagas that are very full of hate and fear and pain. And if we truly die in this flow, can we truly die in this flow and just trust it to take its natural course and not disturb it, be still and be clear?
Whether whatever you say, things going as it goes, but we analyze things, discriminate things, but those analytical thinking and discriminating feeling is also a flow of the truth. After all, we have nothing to say. The only way is to appreciate this great activity of the Buddha, moment after moment. We should not forget this activity, even though we analyze things and discriminate things. Don't be completely involved in discrimination or thinking. You should have always freedom from everything, like Buddha. If you want to do so, you should practice that. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Dorje Roshi, when the rain falls even over all and the moisture penetrating all the universe, how come I feel like in a drying machine?
And you feel like a drying machine? Maybe because the moisture is all over, a drying machine is necessary. But still, drying machine is not powerful enough to dry up everything.
Dr. Roshi, you said this is the last day of our training period, but I believe that we will continue the spirit of this practice forever. Thank you very much.
That is a way.
Dr. Roshi, when does my life express the Dharma? And when does it mean?
When does not? When we all have friends. It doesn't always express it.
But sometimes better than other things.
Don't think in that way. Always expressing. You are always expressing the Buddha nature. In the same way. That is you who thinks you are expressing Buddha. And that's all.
Thank you very much. I think that I will practice as in the lesson. Thank you.
You mean forever.
Roshi. Should I follow myself, my body, my being, or should I follow the schedule?
To follow the schedule may be better.
Dr. Roshi. Thank you for helping us all so much. I hope that someday we may be able to fully express our thanks. If there is nothing but what we have to share and no help but what we have to give each other, how can we act unselfishly if we're not ready to renounce our minds?
To act in selfish way is also sharing something and helping with each other. We cannot be completely selfish. Anyway, that is not possible. Because every one of us are rooted in the same ground.
You told us yesterday that we should be one, our body should be one with our small mind. Is that right? Last night?
Last night when I say, when you say, mind.
One body
and
or
body.
One.
When you say mind and body, that body means your physical body in its limited sense. It is the way of understanding or viewpoint, standpoint, to see in limited sense
we say mind and body, but actually it is the same. But if we take physical viewpoint, we this is body. But if we take spiritual viewpoint, this body is not just body. It is body and mind too. That was what I mean.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi? This leaf is an exquisite construction. It has ribs to hold it out into the sunlight. It's made of two layers of cells. The upper layer is smooth and even. The under layer has many tiny holes through which carbon dioxide is absorbed. In a chemical reaction in the sunlight, the carbon is removed and oxygen is released through the tiny holes into the air which we breathe. If there weren't green plants on Earth, there'd be no animal life. We wouldn't be here. There'd be no air to breathe. Is this leaf an illusion?
Yeah, that's leaf. That is not illusion. But maybe what you said, maybe illusion. Because what you said is not good enough to describe it. I'm sorry.
But even if I could really understand the leaf, the first principle of the leaf, the other things I said would still be true, wouldn't they?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much. Why have we been sitting here for 7 days?
Right? Why are we sitting 7 days? because we count 1, 2.
How do I really wait?
Wait.
Wait.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Wait. Yeah. I do wait. If you want to wait, really, it needs to say. you should follow things as they go. That is how you wait. It is like if you want to, the best way to go round trip all the world is to stay here. If you are always here, right here, it means that you are waiting for everything.
How is that?
If you stay always at home, everyone will have chance to meet you. if you always making trip, people will find it difficult to see. So, to be just where you should be is hard to wait. So, it may be necessary to be patient. So, there, what I mean is there are many ways of waiting things. Don't think this should be the way to wait. Do whatever you like.
Thank you. Dr. Roshi? Yesterday afternoon, you gave a lecture on the Lotus Sutra. I believe that you said that the Lotus Sutra describes reality to itself. And I feel that you demonstrate reality to yourself every moment, every day. Being a teacher, I know that you, since you are a teacher, surely you want us to be able to see this reality that you demonstrate. But my eyes are stubbornly closed to it. Could you give a word that would help me open them?
Actually, your eyes is not closed. Your eyes is open. Even though you say so, I fear. I see your eyes wide open. When you feel in that way, that you feel in that way is a proof of your wide open eyes.
That's good news.
Dr. Roshi, if everything is time, how can there be any past or any future? And how can you get things done on time or not have enough time to do something? This whole idea of time is very confused.
Even so, even you are making your effort to follow the time. Time is not different from what you do. What you do is actually, even though you are, whether you are in hurry or not, what you do, there is no time. There is nothing which could be called time. But what you do and what you see. So time is very time itself is good. Which is always with us. Whatever we do, time is with us. But we human beings always try to control ourselves. When we try to control ourselves, we feel better. And this desire is just for ourselves. Everything may have desire in its right sense, but a human desire is very dualistic. We should be in time. It is only human being to separate the reality and idea of time. So it is our destiny to control our human destiny to control ourselves by the Buddha. The Buddha is necessary for a human being.
When time is necessary too? Yeah. Then we must, the idea of time. Thank you very much.
Dr. Rashi, life is, well, pretty difficult. That's a pretty small thing to say. I don't know what it is, so how do I accept it?
The only way is to continue our practice. Without our practice, there is no way to find out, to reach the realm where we have not much confusion and trouble. Because our way is based on the reality.
Thank you very much.
What is the meaning of the Lotus Sutra?
Lotus Sutra. If you understand, what is this for? Where you are, or what you are doing, you will understand the meaning of a lotus sutra. In that way, you should start. Don't think there is some special truth described in lotus sutra. There is no special meaning to anything, anything.
No special meaning in it.
Roshi, I don't understand what to do about the bad things I think about myself.
Yeah, maybe so. If you don't do anything, still, you don't feel good.
That's correct.
And if you do, you appear also sometimes good, sometimes bad. So this is very difficult problem. Maybe the only way to get out of it is to practice that or something, and to do some special work, something. And you should make best effort in each moment. That is only way. Don't think too much. Thinking will not help you.
Dr. Roshi, before I came to Zen Center, I used to worry a lot. But things are better now.
Almost all of you seem to agree with it.
Dr. Roshi, you said that there's no special meaning to the Lotus Sutra. And last night you said that Dogen said, well, everyone's going to attain enlightenment. Everyone will become enlightened. And we're all practicing now, so it seems like it's okay to say that to us. But if I was some businessman in San Francisco that you just happened to meet on the street and he said, what's the Lotus Sutra? What would you say?
What should I say?
Yeah.
I may say that it's Lotus Sutra, but I may continue and say, but you will not think so.
Will you tell him that there's some special meaning to the sutra? I mean, if he asked you, well, what will I get if I read the sutra? What will you say?
If they ask me what is the Lotus Sutra.
Yeah, why read it?
Why you read it?
Yeah.
Okay. You should say that I'm reading Lotus Sutra, but Lotus Sutra is not voluminous. I'm voluminous enough. So I want to read it. I want more voluminous Lotus Sutra than this.
Thank you.